I want you to turn in your Bibles today to Psalm 119 and 105. And the sermon title is today, That God's Got This. God's Got This. And you turn to Psalm 119. And when you get to 119, you get to 105. And this is what the word says. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In NLT, it says it this way, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Every day in school, in Cornerstone Christian School, the kids will stand up and they will give the pledge to the U.S. flag, they will give the pledge to the Christian flag, and they also will give the pledge of allegiance to the Bible at the start of every day. The Pledge Allegiance to the Bible says this, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. This pledge obviously comes from Psalm 119, specifically in 105 and also verse 11. So I'd like you to go back to verse 11 of Psalms 119, and it reads, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That I might not sin against you. Psalm 119 is 176 verses long. It's 176 verses with 176 reasons to love God's Word. We talked about that in CE this morning. The stronger that your connection is to the Word of God, the stronger that your relationship will be with the Lord Himself. So I want to strengthen that relationship that I have with God, then I am going to strengthen my relationship that I have with His Word. So we need to continue to work and work and work on that. We talked about it this morning. There's many times when you're reading the Bible, and if you have a tendency that your mind wanders, you will start reading on one side of the page. By the time that you get to the other side of the page, you've already forgotten what you've already read. And it's like, man, I am wasting my time. I am wasting my time because I'm not remembering any of it. Well, there is a dynamic spiritual work that is taking place in your life through the Word of God. Just keep on reading. God sanctifies His people. How? By the Spirit and by the Word of God. And the more that you read the Word of God, the more it will strengthen your connection that you have with God. Now, I want to read to you Psalms 119. And I want to read it from the NLT, and I want to just read the first 16 verses. And this is what it says. Joyful are the people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him with all of their hearts. They do not compromise with evil. They will walk only in His paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees, that I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations that you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments. And reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees. I will not forget your word. Amen. In Psalms 119, 105, number one, the word is a lamp to my feet. The Word of God lights my next step in my life. It's almost like there's a little lamp that I've got right down here by my feet. And every step that I take, the Lord is lighting that path so I can see what my next step will be. But also there's a number two here, to light my path. It guides my future choices in life. God will illuminate that for me. Is the Word of God guiding your daily life and your future today? And how much percent of that is it taking place? Is He guiding and leading 10%, 20, 50, or is He doing that 100% in your life? And the question is, can we put this scripture to practice? Can we put this scripture to practice today before we leave this building? And the answer is, yes, we can. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah and chapter 40. So you got to go a little deeper into the Bible today. Get to Isaiah 40, and I want you to go to verse 31. So we go to Isaiah 40, and verse 31, and we're going to take this scripture. Now, I've already said that He is a light, and that He is a light to my pathway. He is a light to the steps that I take. And can I listen to that the Word of God is going to provide direction in my life? And we're going to put that to the test. In verse 31, it says this, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." The Lord is going to reveal the direction that we need to go, the answer that we need to have, but we need to be willing to wait on Him. So let's give it an example. I'm praying for an answer, but I don't have it. You ever been there? Oh, yeah. I'm praying for an answer, but I don't have the answer. But God says His Word is a lamp to my feet, and that He will light the next step that I take, but I don't have that answer. I don't know what it is. What should I do? Now, this is what we do in many times in our lives. Well, this is what I think. Well, when I consider this, I think that this will be the very best thing that I need to do, and I will do that. Wrong answer. I'll say that again. Wrong answer. What does the Word say here in chapter 40, verse 31? It says, wait. Don't, and I say again, don't get ahead of God in your life. Be willing to wait for the answer that He has for you, because God is all-knowing and you are not. God's Word promises what? God will not only light my future, but He will light my next steps. Now let's read. Let's go back to Isaiah 40. Go back to verse 28. In verse 28, it says this, "Have you not known? And have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the earth, ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is searchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. So we see in there that God is always working. He's always vigilant. He's always working on your behalf. He's always listening to the prayers of His children, that He never stops. Do you know what God's got this means? It means I don't have the answer, but God does. And in His will and in His timing, this issue that I am dealing with today will be resolved, because His will be done. Look at Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Verse 10 says this, Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear not." Don't be afraid. Don't be filled with anxiety. Don't be scared. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know what the antidote for fear is? Knowing that God's got this thing, whatever it is. that he's got it, he's going to take care of it, I am his child, I'm in the palm of his hand, no one can pluck me out. And God's got this problem. Even though I don't know the answer, and because I don't know the answer, and I don't know what I need to do, what am I going to do? I am going to wait. And what does wait mean? It's an attitude of prayer and an attitude of praise that God has got this. God is going to take care of this. God is leading. God is directing. God is guiding my life. Why? And how do I know that? Because he's lighting my path. So many times we get so far ahead of God because we think that we need to resolve it and take it into our own hands. Fear not, knowing that God's got this thing, whatever that thing is. Knowing that God is with me, that I belong to him. Look at the opposite to God's got this. To I've got this. And I'm trying to fix this in my own power and in my own ability. Look at Isaiah 41 and verse 5. Now the words are a little confusing here. But I'll explain it as we go or a little bit about it. But in chapter 41 of Isaiah, verse 5, the coastland sought and feared, the ends of the earth were afraid, they drew near and came, everyone helped his neighbor and said to his neighbor, his brother, be of good courage. So the craftsman encouraged the goldsmith, he who smooths with the hammer inspired him who strikes the anvil, saying it is ready for the soldering. Then he fastened it with pegs that it might not totter. What this does is it gives you a picture of a group of people that are like a bird that are flapping their wings and are not going anywhere. They're just working and working and working and working, but they can't bring it back within their own grasp. They can't bring it back within their own power. And what did verse 10 say? Verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. How many times in your life, in a situation where you didn't know what to do, you said, well, I think this is what I should do. And in reality, you were like the bird that was flapping its wings and were going nowhere. You ever do that? Boy, I have. I've wrestled with situations, I prayed over situations, I prayed over them, and as soon as I get it up from my prayer, I pick it back up, I bring it back into my power, I need to do something, and when in reality, I didn't need to do anything but wait for God's resources, for God's strength. And the whole time that you're filled with anxiety about these things, God is only trying to get you to trust him. How do you know that he is going to light your path if you never look at the light? You got to take time and say, God's got this. I know that God's going to take care of it because I am his child and he's working on my behalf with tirelessly. The more that I grow in God, the less I care about what I think. The less I care about what you think. The less I care about what the world thinks. Instead, what does God think? What does he say? And what does he do? What have we said about the Word of God? It's God's breath in written form. That God's Word is his love letters to you and I today. Saints, your life and this church must be led by the Spirit, and it must be led by God's Word, not by what you or I think. God could care less about what you or I think. He wants his children to line up their thinking to an all-knowing God in his Word. In your world view, is your worldview secular or is it biblical? Because if you have a biblical worldview, it will realign your thinking to line up with the Word of God. You realize that? If you have a biblical worldview, it will take your thinking and it will realign it to the Word of God. And when your thinking is lined up with the Word of God, it will affect your politically, it will affect you theologically, and it will affect you ethically. Now just for a moment, think about a biblical truth you struggle with. We need to play that song of Jeopardy. You think about a biblical truth that you struggle with right now, so it's all came to your mind. How many times have you said, well, this is what God's Word says, but really deep down you don't agree with it? And you say, well, this is what I think. This is what God's Word says. And even though this is what God's Word says in black and white, because you don't agree with it, you say, well, this is what I think. Have you ever done that? Of course you have. Let's be honest with each other. Well, this is what I think. Stop it. Saints, stop it. You're aligning your life with the Word of God because you are a child of God. You can't align your life with the world and what it thinks and align your life, the other half of your life, with what the Word of God thinks and think that that is everything is going to work out okay, because it doesn't work that way. We are children of the Most High God. This is God's Word to us. It's God breathed to us. This is what I must follow. This is what I must agree with, even when I don't agree. Hello. God is not asking you for your opinion, nor does He want your opinion. He is all-knowing. You and I are not all-knowing. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to agree with it, but you need to realign your thinking with it. The last scripture, and I could go on this all day. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want you to go over to verse 14. Do you know how many Christians spend their time arguing with God rather than just believing God? A lot. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from the childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now look at verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. And it is profitable for doctrine. The teaching, the truths of the Bible need to come from the Word of God because His teachings are true. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. As you, as a saint of God, do you want to be partially equipped or would you like to be thoroughly equipped? I think most people would hear and would agree that we need to be thoroughly equipped by God. And the only way that we are going to be thoroughly equipped by God is by aligning our life to the Word of God, whether we agree or whether we disagree. You can ask Pastor Leo, Pastor Leo, are there things in the Bible you don't agree with? Yep, afraid so. But what must I do? I must align myself to the truth of God's Word. If I want to be the person that God wants me to be, and I want to be thoroughly equipped, I want to live a blessed life, I want my family to be blessed, then I need to align myself with the Word of God and not with myself. Not with myself, not with the world, but with the Word of God. God wants you to be complete. And do you want to strengthen your relationship with God? Then you strengthen that relationship with His Word. with His Word. Father, we just thank You for Your Word. We rejoice over Your Word. It has helped me so much in my decision making and the choices that I have made. And Father, I pray that You would help us all to be aligned with Your Word more and more than we ever have been. And we're walking in Your truth and in Your grace today. I pray that You will put that burning desire in everybody's heart and everybody's life. I need to get myself more involved in the Word of God. I need to grow and I need to learn. I need to mature. And I know that Your Word will do that in each and every one of our lives. And we ask this all today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.